Moby demands Americans boycott scumbag companies supporting Trump, ICE. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 4, 2026. Far-left recording artist Moby is demanding that Americans boycott companies which, in his view, enable President Donald Trump and federal immigration agents to accomplish their goals. The question is not whether we should be outraged and horrified at what's happening in the United States, but rather, what are we going to do about it? Moby said in a video posted to social media. Watch below. The musician then offered his fans six pieces of advice, which included boycotting companies that support President Trump and ICE, immigration and customs enforcement, as well as preparing to be a strong, healthy activist for the rest of your life. 1. Protest. It's a constitutionally established right. And it's a right that Trump and his administration are trying to take away from us, Moby fearmongered. So whether it's protesting on the streets, whether it's protesting on social media, protesting at work, however, we need to keep protesting, he added. Moby then urged his fans to vote, not just in the upcoming midterms. Although that's very important, but in all of the special elections that happen throughout the year. 3. Stop supporting the scumbag corporations who support Trump and ICE, the porcelain DJ continued. We all know who they are. Boycott them. 4. Support the politicians who are dedicated to opposing Trump and ICE, Moby added. The natural blues producer went on to plead with his left-wing fans to support other activists. Even if we don't agree on everything, we have to stick together right now, the 60-year-old declared. As Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided against itself will not stand. Moby added, invoking a phrase primarily attributed to Jesus Christ in the Bible, but was famously proclaimed by President Lincoln in his 1858 House Divided speech. In concluding his advice to fellow leftists, he suggested they practice self-care, get a good night's sleep, eat well, exercise, so you can be a strong, healthy activist tomorrow and every day for the rest of your life. Be outraged, be horrified, Moby said, before quoting the frontman of the British punk rock band The Clash. As Joe Strummer said, anger can be power if you know how to use it. This is not the first time Moby has gone on the attack against President Trump. Earlier this year, the Harrison Biden supporting musician accused the president of having dementia and being a narcissist, and apologized to the rest of the world. Last year, Moby demanded that Trump voters finally admit they were wrong about the president. In 2022, he also announced he was quitting X in protest of Elon Musk's takeover of the social media company, formerly known as Twitter, claiming the platform had become a cesspool of racism, anti-Semitism, disinformation, and inwitted alt-right hate, and it's time to leave. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.